The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
And this World War III that's coming, which they're going to start, is going to be far more dangerous than World War II, by far. So it's an unparalleled danger, and yet nobody is warning America about this. Nobody seems to be talking about it very much. And almost nobody is warning Europe or the world about what is coming and what is happening inside Italy. Let me read to you what we wrote from our news report. And this was written by Richard Palmer, and here's what he had to say. This fascism has a direct connection with a political party founded by Benito Mussolini. In fact, Italy's next leader will probably come from the successor to Mussolini's party. Now, that's a rather dangerous move because the people of Italy killed Mussolini at the end of World War II because of what he did in leading them into that destruction. But this, what is rising in Europe, is certainly a threat to America and really the entire world.
Tomorrow's News Today, as we often say, that's a clip there from my father's program from just this past weekend. That's the Key of David from over the weekend. And of course, we received news on Sunday that this successor to a party established by Mussolini, that's the new leader in Italy. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We certainly appreciate you joining our growing audience. You can get to the live audio stream of this show through CRN Digital Talk Radio, Channel 3 on that platform. To get to the live video stream, though, you've got to go to our website. That would be thetrumpet.com. You can see it on the lower third there. thetrumpet.com/live takes you over to the live stream page. And also, you can get to our podcast on that page or at the front page of the website. And as many of you know, we broadcast live every weekday morning here in the Central Time Zone of the United States at 11 a.m. or after the top of the hour news, 11:05-ish. So we're happy, as I say, we're happy that you're joining our growing audience over the weekend. I say weekend, yesterday. You get a little confused when you're observing God's holy days. The Feast of Trumpets this year was on a Monday. That would be yesterday. So we did leave on the weekend. That would be Sunday. And flew into Fresno, California, and then met with a combined group in, I think, Visalia is how you say it. It's just south, I believe, of Fresno by about 40, 45 minutes. So had a wonderful time with the brethren, God's family, in the central part of California. And many of our ministers, of course, were spread across this nation and beyond, all over the world. As we're now into the fall festival season, we've got trumpets behind us. We're looking ahead to Atonement and then the Feast of Tabernacles, followed by the last great day. So lots of excitement in the air. And even here in Oklahoma, a little bit of a chill last night as we got off the plane. So it's nice to see the fall weather beginning to set in after a pretty hot summer for us here in Oklahoma. It's been very hot and dry in California as well. I read a story, by the way, in the Daily Oklahoman as we were flying out to California, just talking about how that the cattle, even here in Oklahoma, it's down by 10 or 15% as a lot of farmers are selling off their cattle because there's just not enough water to give to the cows. So there's lots and lots of areas on this earth, but especially here in the United States, that really are being pounded by curses. And of course, California is no stranger to the curses that have been setting in on that state for many years. Lots and lots of problems and troubles, as we often point out on this program. And yet, these fall festivals that we observe, they really remind us of the solution to these many problems. The return of Jesus Christ, we'll spend some time on that subject coming up in the second segment. So when you think about what's happening and trying to make sense of all of this, you really and truly do need the trumpet.com. You need the trumpet briefs that are emailed out every evening. You need my Father's Key of David program. You need our literature. You need the magazine, the monthly magazine, the Trumpet magazine. Just call our operators today if you'd like a free one-year subscription. There's no cost or obligation. But this is how you make sense of the headlines. Here you have all of these talking heads in the United States screaming fascism. Everyone that disagrees with them, they call him a fascist. And meanwhile, you've got this fascist spirit actually rising in Europe. And of course, the radical left is sounding the alarm on that. But it doesn't, it kind of rings hollow, doesn't it? Because they call everything that disagrees with them a fascist spirit. But what does your Bible say about the seventh and final resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire? You see where the radical communist left is so far to this extreme over here. And then you have the other extreme, particularly in Europe, people rising up, these populist nationalist movements in Hungary, now Italy. Only Bible prophecy, the sure word of Bible prophecy, will help for us to make sense of all that's happening. It's hard not to look at what this, I forget the gal's name, the new leader in Italy, Giorgia Meloni, I think it is, or maybe I got that backwards. It's in my notes here in just a second. And my notes, by the way, I printed them off front and back, so I'm going to have to flip pages over. It was a mad dash to try to assemble everything. We really appreciate the guys assembling the clips and so on, and we'll let quite a few of these clips do the talking in the first segment of this show. But this is what Richard Palmer wrote in Real Fascism Rising. He was right on top of this a couple of weeks ago with a trumpet brief, and that's the news report that my father was quoting in that opening clip that we just played. But he says here about, again, everyone in America and the radical left calling their opponents fascists. He says, Joe Biden called Donald Trump and his supporters semi-fascist on August 25. Using the term fascist to attack your opponents is nothing new. In 1946, George Orwell famously complained, the word fascism has now no meaning except insofar as it signifies something not desirable. It's really lost its meaning. And who's behind this? Of course, it's Satan. Satan the devil, the god of this world. He's deceived the whole world. And he wants people distracted away from real fascism, as Mr. Palmer titled his article from a few weeks back, Real Fascism Rising. It says here, but these accusations of fascism mask the rise of real literal fascism taking place right now. It says this fascism has a direct connection with the political party founded by Benito Mussolini. In fact, Italy's next leader will probably come from the successor to Mussolini's party. The successor to Mussolini's party, Giorgia Meloni. And sure enough, she did win over the weekend. And again, she's made some statements that are very much pro-family, pro-religion, pro-country. Some of these things that the communist left want to destroy. And so it's hard not to sympathize with some of those statements that she's made. She's being invited to conservative conferences, even here in the United States. And you've got some of the most astute conservative thinkers like Tucker Carlson and Sundance at Conservative Treehouse that are singing praises for this woman. Here again, how are we to make sense of it all? Going back to the point that Richard made in that trumpet brief, the fact that people are crying out fascism in the United States and to some degree Great Britain. And they're doing it so much that the term has lost its meaning almost, just like George Orwell said. Listen to these unhinged Democrats and talking heads in the legacy media go on and on about Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. This is clip 7.
I remember as a young student, you know, trying to figure out how did people get basically drawn in by Hitler. How did that happen? And I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing up there ranting and raving and people shouting and raising their arms. I thought, what's happened to these people? Why did they believe that? You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised.
Maybe now it is all about the violence. It all is about an insurrection. It all is, in his mind, about a civil war.
The path for him forward is always about division, anger, energy. The division, dividing the country. Is he trying to necessarily stoke violence, or does he just not care? Because he sort of thinks that violence, if violence is where the energy comes from, great. If that's the way that the path that for him to keep power or regain power, great. If it's going to take violence, so be it. And I think that's what you see here in Vaughn's reporting and with his embrace of QAnon.
He makes his money and builds his brand off of sort of fermenting hate and conspiracy theories and getting people riled up and angry. That's his weapon. Well, I think the risk is far worse. It's always there as long as he's out there.
And so obviously when they cry out about the rise of fascism in Europe, nobody takes them seriously. I mean, how can you? Listen to them going on and on about a Trump rally being like a Nazi rally. Really? Because Trump supporters were raising their hands in the air. I saw some one clip of someone showing Hillary Clinton raising her hands. And if that's the standard now, I mean, I guess this makes you a Nazi to just raise your hands. Oh, yes. That's what they say. These people are unhinged. This is their platform going into the midterm elections. MAGA Republicans are Nazis. Oh, and by the way, there's also this Nazi spirit in Europe. People don't take him seriously. Richard said in his, this is why we need the sure word of Bible prophecy. I mean, this really does put the prophecies that Herbert Armstrong proclaimed for decades, and then my father following in his footsteps, it really does begin to put the prophecies of God in the spotlight, where they should be. Richard wrote, there's a danger here that no one in America is warning about. The Democrats are helping cover up the rise of real fascism with their false accusations. Says the right is embracing these leaders as allies in the fight against the radical left. So the right embraces what's happened in Hungary, in Italy. It's going to happen in Germany too. We know it's prophesied. I mean, what happens when these nationalist movements gain momentum? Well, that's where we have to turn to a bit of history and prophecy, and God spells it out for us. We're going to see these prophecies, these signature prophecies that Herbert Armstrong proclaimed for so many years. We're going to see them take center stage as far as the conservative right embracing these parties, these leaders with ties to, if you go down deep enough into the roots, it does actually go back to Mussolini. Sundance said this, great news, looks like the Italians have decided to make Italy great again and voted overwhelmingly to support Giorgia Meloni and the Nationalist Coalition. It says, with an anticipated 45% of the exit polls, this outcome will almost certainly make Meloni the first female prime minister in Italy. And so you run through some of the headlines from conservative media. The Federalist says, is Italy's next prime minister Giorgia Meloni a fascist? Hardly, says the Federalist. And again, she says a lot of the things that conservatives love to hear. She talks about gender, for example, in a sane way. But she also tries to obscure the fact that her party has ties to a party that Mussolini started. This is what my father got into on the Key of David just this weekend. Tomorrow's News Today. The Federalist says Giorgia Meloni, as you've doubtlessly heard, is the far-right next prime minister of Italy. So says virtually every news outlet in the United States. And anyone familiar with the left's perfunctory use of ultra-conservative, far-right, hard-right, or semi-fascist to describe those who take positions to the right of the Democrat Party's latest platform should be skeptical. see all of the false accusations that the radical left makes. It's obscuring what really and truly is significant news coming out from Europe. News that we've been preparing you for decades. He was right. Herbert Armstrong, we've plugged this booklet before. Also this one, powerful booklet, History, Prophecy Brought Together in the Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy. 250 pages in this book. Excellent study. A great companion, by the way, to the United States and Britain in Prophecy. You've got the U.S. and Britain in Prophecy. Then you've got the heart of Europe, spearheaded by Germany and the Vatican, the Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy. If you don't have these booklets, call our operators today. The 800 number, if you live in the U.S., if you live in Canada, if you live in the Caribbean, even the phone call is free. It's 1-866-930-3024. That's the 800 number. The American Spectator, it says, the reaction to Georgia Maloney makes everything clear. Maloney's party has been centering its message around God, homeland, and family. See, and Tucker loves it. Other conservatives love this. God, homeland, and family. I mean, when the other side is promoting godlessness and trying to destroy the family and hates its own country, self-hatred, this has just been the way of human civilization for 6,000 years. We just jerk from one extreme over to the other extreme, and we leave God completely out of the picture. This is why you need God's perspective. 2 Peter 1 and verse 19, the sure word of Bible prophecy. Of course, Revelation 17 lays it all out there, just like Richard did in the trumpet brief. It lays it all out there. The seventh and final resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire. And as Richard covers, I mean, there are times when that movement goes underground and you don't see it for a time. But now it's reemerging. Now the fascist spirit is having a resurgence in Europe. It's going to end up being very, very different. A very different kind of nationalism in the end than what Donald Trump's MAGA Republicans are out there promoting. In fact, it's going to come against the United States and Britain. I mean, who's warning you of this? Only the trumpet. Only the key of David. It says here, God, homeland, and family. And that resonated with Italians who have seen their country sold lock, stock, and barrel to China, something which paid an ugly reward when Milan turned into ground zero of the European branch of the COVID pandemic. And the globalist crowd takes access to the traditional Italian identity. So this is what the Italians want. They want to get back to their national identity. Here's a woman that, you know, wants to break free from this globalist influence, from China's control in so many ways over Italy, or even the European Union's control. This is from Compact. The contradictions of Georgia Maloney. Let me just skip ahead to Politico. The earthquake in Italy has sent tremors that could be felt in the White House. It says the victory of Italian far-right leader Georgia Maloney rattled Europe, furthering fears about a new right-wing shift on the continent as it battles economic hardship and nervously watches a raging war on its eastern flank. It says it also was met with deep, if private, worry within President Joe Biden's administration. So again, some of these sources, they get a little bit of the truth. They miss the larger point, generally speaking. That's why Richard's trumpet brief is so powerful. And my father drew attention to it just this past week. And here's another clip from my father's show, clip two.
Do we fear a fascist government? Is there anything to fear there? Well, you have to look back to what they did in World War II. And it was called the Holy Roman Empire. Mussolini actually laid the groundwork for that to happen. And of course, he and Hitler united. That fascist spirit just emanated from both countries during the 1930s through the 1940s. So Revelation 17 is the pivotal chapter that talks all about that Holy Roman Empire and which is the last head today, the end of it, if you will. And Revelation 17 gives you the specifics about this. And it is actually the theme of Revelation 17. And so it talks about this vivid and dramatic beast, fierce beast, the most fierce beast ever on this earth. And the damage is going to be beyond anything this earth has ever experienced. That's what it's going to lead them into.
There's that booklet I just mentioned. Again, you can call our 800 number today to request your free copy. Let me just back up to that compact piece, making the same point that Richard Palmer made in his trumpet brief from a couple weeks ago. It says, it's hard to say what the term fascist means today, if indeed it means anything at all. Confronted with democratically elected politicians from Viktor Orban to Mitt Romney and democratic initiatives from Brexit to school prayer, the international media has emptied its cartridge of ideological slurs hitched to prefixes like ultra, hyper, hard, and extreme. See, again, you can see the devil behind all of this as he tries to cover up the rise of real fascism. They've emptied their cartridge, the international news media, with all of these terms, ultra, hyper, hard, and extreme. It says, when the Financial Times describes Milani as far right, readers will suspect, perhaps rightly, that someone's crying wolf. I mean, they're just tuning out the legacy media. And there's a lot of reason to do that, as you hear on this daily program, because they get it wrong, oftentimes spectacularly so. And they're out there promoting fake news, phony narratives, hoaxes, just right and left. You heard the montage headed up by Hillary. Hillary Clinton saying that a Donald Trump rally in Ohio was like the Nazi rallies from Nuremberg in the 1930s. Unbelievable. And of course, the media, the talking heads, the propagandists, they take that message and they run with it. They love it. They love it. They want violence. They want violence at home. And they have no clue what's happening in Europe. They have no clue how Germany, of course, fits into Bible prophecy. Russia, China, Italy. Get our booklet, The Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy. Here again is my father from this past weekend, clip 3.
Another quote here from our report. Mussolini frequently called his empire the Roman Empire or the Holy Roman Empire. He modeled his famous salute after Romans. He used the same eagle symbolism. Even the term fascism is a direct reference to the Roman Empire. So is that anything we need to fear or be concerned about? Well, look what they did in World War II. And Germany started both world wars, and your Bible says they're going to start World War number 3 if we don't do a lot of repenting between now and then.
It is history. It is history that we need to look at. Again, conservatives are singing praises, but what about this party that Milani comes from? Brothers of Italy. What about its connections to Mussolini? She's obviously downplaying this connection. But is that something that we should look into? I mean, this is not that long ago. 75, 80 years ago. Mussolini, this Axis power together with Germany. And they proudly, especially Mussolini, proudly viewed that history of the Holy Roman Empire. They wanted to resurrect that movement. And it's exactly the way Revelation 17 describes it. It emerges out of the pit, and then it's the sixth resurrection, and then it goes back into underground or hiding. There's only one final resurrection that remains. This is what we're anticipating. This is what happens just before the return of Christ. This is one of the major reasons why we know the return of Christ is near. It's even at the door, as Jesus told us. You can't know the specific day or the hour, but you can know when it's close. even as I was saying yesterday in California, I made the point last week in epistles that that startling prophetic chapter of 2 Thessalonians 2 that speaks of the man of sin and the great falling away from the truth, and of course the return of Jesus Christ. Paul started the chapter out by saying, I want you to not be shaken. I want you to understand these events that have to happen first before Christ returns. One of them is a great falling away from the truth. And as I told the class, the reason why you know that chapter is more for today than it was for Paul's time. I mean, they had a falling away in type. I mean, it was smaller, I guess, by comparison. But the return of Christ didn't happen at that day or in that time, as much as Paul thought it would. He said in 1 Thessalonians 4, he spoke of his resurrection, or the resurrection of the saints, and spoke there as if he was going to be part of it, that first resurrection, and just the years ahead of him. Well, that turned out to be a little bit off, but that's okay, because he was the one behind the inspiration of that writing, of that prophecy. And it's for our time today. We know, we've seen the great falling away. It happened following the death of Herbert Armstrong in 1986. You go into the state of California and you're just reminded of all that history. In fact, we flew through Portland to drop off my father. We fly basically south from there, all across the Willamette Valley on the west side of Oregon. This is where God's work got started in the sixth era of the church under Herbert Armstrong. And of course, he later established his headquarters down in Pasadena, California. All of this rich, illustrious history for God's people, God's work. And look at how quickly it all collapsed following the death of Mr. Armstrong in 1986. Satan is real. We witnessed an abomination of desolation in spiritual Israel. And we're seeing evidence of Satan's destructive ways everywhere that we look now in our nations. We're drawing near to the return of Jesus Christ. You can know when it's close, when it's even at the door. I don't think we played clip 4 yet, but play the next clip we have online.
Here's something I wrote in my booklet, Prophesy Again. Quote, during World War II, we saw the Hitler-Mussolini axis, but then it disappeared from the scene. It was not, as Revelation 17:10 says. And yet God says it is. Well, now what does that mean? Well, the Axis powers lost the war, but as Mr. Armstrong preached time and again, they just went underground into the bottomless pit. They went underground to the bottomless pit. They did not go away. It was destroyed, but they went underground and kept right on building this third and final World War III that's coming. That is astounding that could happen before our eyes and people not really understand it. You can read all about that in our booklet on Germany Conquers the Balkans. I wrote that years ago. That will explain all of that to you, but anyhow, they went underground and established businesses around the world and just continued their dirty work unknown to most people. It was kept hidden even by our own government until the 1990s. But now, notice what we have in Italy. The leaders in Italy went underground in the Italian social movement, which is now rising in the form of the Brothers of Italy. They're coming back up now, and they're out there where everybody can see them. They're coming out of the underground, which we ought to have exposed to the world, but our government decided they would keep that classified for about 50 years. Amazing. But it happened before our eyes. So the movement that Maloney leads is precisely and exactly what the Bible says is going to happen. And it's going to happen very soon, and it's right there rising before our eyes, and we can all see it. And it ought to be very concerning to all of us if we believe Bible prophecy. And we can prove that to you. The Bible tells us to watch for that power and also see the inspiring conclusion, the best news you could ever hear at this time, the very best news.
You watch that program from this past weekend, and you really do see just how precious and how unique the Word of God really and truly is. It's sure. It's prophesied. It will happen. And you're not going to get this on the conservative right. You're not going to get this on the communist left. You get it, though, from God's church. You get it from God's family. And it's been consistent from the beginning. You can go back to the early days of Herbert Armstrong from his writings, and then later as he got into radio and more of his messages were recorded. You can hear the audio for yourself. This is taken from a sermon that he gave back in, I think, 1982, where he reads quotes from some of the earliest issues of the Plain Truth magazine from back in the 1930s even. This is clip 8.
I want to read you now the front cover of that magazine. And the lead article is "A World Dictator About to Appear." This is what it said back in 1934. Will it be Mussolini, Stalin, or Roosevelt? Now, they were prominent in the news at that time. Continuing, the Plain Truth said, everybody senses that something is wrong with the world, that some mighty event is about to occur. What is it? Bible prophecy tells. Here is a solemn warning, and it is the plain truth. We live today in the most strenuous, anxious, momentous hours of Earth's history. I was writing that back in 1934 in the first issue of the Plain Truth. It continues, today we stand in the very threshold of colossal events that will stagger the mind of mortal man. Just now, it is like the law before a great and devastating storm. Everyone senses it. That was, let me repeat again, back in the year of February 1934. Continuing now, there was a subhead, the lust for world power. Ever since the pharaohs ruled in Egypt, on down through ancient Assyria, Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome, on to Napoleon, and then the Kaiser, which was very recent at the time I wrote this, you know, there has been a lust for power to rule the world. It is commonly known today that Mussolini was then living and at the height of his glory, that Mussolini's whole aim is to restore the ancient Roman Empire in all its former splendor, power, and glory, and Rome did rule the world.
Now, I won't get into some of the specifics of Revelation 17. God, later on, after that 1934 issue of The Plain Truth, helped Mr. Armstrong to see that he was coming along in his ministry right at the time when the sixth head of the Holy Roman Empire would emerge. And then after World War II, it would descend into that bottomless pit again or go underground. And now we're beginning to see it, certainly its spirit, reemerge. And how amazing it is to see it reemerge in some ways in a reaction against the communist infiltration or this, whatever you want to call it, globalism, this movement, this globalist movement to bring socialism, their socialist utopia, to Western nations. We see it happening in all of our nations. And you now see the populist uprising in response to it. As we said last week, we're coming into some grim months with energy costs skyrocketing in Europe. And the Italian government, I mean, they've been doing everything that they can to just throw money at the problem, just like we do here in the United States. But these Band-Aids are not going to last, because we're talking about open flesh wounds, really. These nations are suffering, struggling, and they want new government. They see their liberal socialist leaders or their parliaments, they're not working, they're not functioning the right way. And so they want a strong man, or in this case, a strong woman. What happens when you see this populist uprising in Europe? In a lot of ways, it's very different from what we see with the MAGA Republicans. And then there are the talking heads, as I say, just as you would expect, just as you'd expect the devil to do, to cover up the rise of real fascism, as Richard brought out in his trumpet brief. Listen again to Herbert Armstrong from one of his Old World Tomorrow radio broadcasts, clip 9.
And I proclaimed it over the air. Back in that time, that was during the first year of this broadcast on the air. And I proclaimed even at that time over the air, Mussolini would go down there with ships and with planes, and he would take Ethiopia, and he would add it, and that then after he did that, he would proclaim the Roman Empire reestablished, and he did exactly that 6 months after I had put it on the air. And I want to tell you, my friends, that from that time until now, we have been putting on the air what is going to happen, because God's prophecies are progressive.
We've been putting on the air what's going to happen. God's prophecies are sure. That was Herbert Armstrong from his old radio program, The World Tomorrow. This is from He Was Right, this booklet that I just showed you. He Was Right. We say the prophecy in Revelation 17:10 referred to one revival of the whole Roman Empire that would be in existence at the very time the mysterious vision of the book of Revelation would first come to be understood. And one is, this is some of the detail I mentioned just a bit ago, Herbert Armstrong came to see that the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini was that one that is at that time in the 1930s, prior to and during the onset of World War II. It says, in one of his final articles, which appeared in the Plain Truth magazine after his death, Mr. Armstrong reflected. He said, in 1929, Mussolini arranged a concordat with the papacy. Then about 1935, Mussolini, having united Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Italian Somaliland to Italy, proclaimed it to be the reestablishment of the Roman Empire. This is quoting Mr. Armstrong. I announced the news of this restoration myself on radio at that time. That's Mr. Armstrong in 1986, hearkening back to one of his early radio broadcasts from the 1930s. And then in He Was Right, we say, Mr. Armstrong also said that the one that is included Adolf Hitler in the Hitler-Mussolini axis. That's from a Plain Truth article in 1962. It says, finally, in 1945, Allied forces defeated this weak sixth revival of the Roman Empire. It says, within the context of those seven kings of Revelation 17, 9, and 10, that left just one final resurrection to rise up, the other that has not yet come. Well, and now we see it coming. Now we see it rising. And this is what my father spoke to over the weekend on the Key of David. Make sure, if you haven't seen that program yet, that you go back and watch the latest Key of David. If you go to the trumpet.com website, you can just look under the tab Watch at the very top and click down to the Key of David program. Back to this trumpet brief from Richard Palmer a couple weeks ago. He says, Italy and all Europe could be poised for a cold winter. Fuel and electricity prices are shooting up. The Italian government has been spending cash rapidly to try to shield its voters from the price rises. It says the government itself is heavily indebted and can't afford to do this indefinitely. It says, but economic conditions aren't the only reason to fear a fascist comeback. It says the Bible specifically warns us to expect a revival of the same fascist spirit that dominated Europe in the 1930s and 40s. It says, understanding what the Bible says on this subject is essential to grasp what is happening in Italy. It's essential. That's why you need the book, The Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy. Understanding what the Bible says on this subject of the seventh and final resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire, it's essential for us to understand what's happening in Italy right now. Richard writes, the beast prophesied in the Bible is rising before your eyes. Maloney does a great job of sounding reasonable. While her party demonstrates support for Mussolini, Maloney says she's not fascist. She quotes today's best conservative political thinkers, and in a woke and secular world, her defense of Christianity and family values is refreshing, says Richard. In recent years, she's developed into a confident and powerful speaker, even in English. It says, this is why the Bible's warnings are so critical. The movement she leads matches the Bible's warnings exactly, regardless of who wins the next election. This was written before the election that we saw over the weekend. It says, the spirit of the Holy Roman Empire is rising in Europe. Yes, that spirit is rising. Switching back to Revelation 17 and some of the details of when Mr. Armstrong came on the scene, right at the time of that sixth head, and then what the prophecy says about the seventh and final resurrection. Here again is my father from his show over the weekend, clip 5.
Herbert Armstrong said that this beast came, the beast that was and is not and yet is. So it's not for a while. It went underground, but then here it comes back, and yet it is. And you can see it in Italy and Germany today. It's rising so all of us can see it. God is explaining this to us, and anybody can prove it from their Bibles. They really can. The other is not yet come, but that's no longer the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 7 said this man, Herbert Armstrong, would be taken out of the way, and then that seventh Holy Roman Empire would come on the scene. God always uses a man. He uses a man to do these things. And this is something we can also prove from our Bibles.
Yeah, after Herbert Armstrong was taken out of the way, as I say, we just went through 2 Thessalonians 2 recently in class. But after he was taken out of the way, I mean, we entered into a time period of no more delay, prophetically speaking. Satan was cast down to this earth. And look at what's happened. Again, because of human nature being as hard and as stubborn and as impatient as it is, no wonder the Apostle James says to wait patiently on the return of Jesus Christ. People just, you know, they come. We talked to a member yesterday who said that when coming into the church, I mean, she knew that it was for life, forever. And yet look at how many tens of thousands of God's people just kind of threw up their hands and said, well, I guess it's not going to happen the way that we thought it was. Because after all, it's been 10, 20, 30 years. 30 years? The Bible says 1,000 years is like a day with respect to God's mindset. Can't we commit to anything? Can't we come along into the truth and receive it, like 2 Thessalonians 2 says, and then hold fast to it? You mean if the twists and turns along the way, if they don't happen exactly the way you thought it should, then you're just going to go ahead and bolt the scene. Just leave God's family. Just forget all about it. Forget about all that foundation that was established early on, that spiritual rock that you anchored your soul to. So many people just give up. We're just so weak, as I've said recently on programs with our studies. We're so passive. We're so indifferent when it comes to these earth-shaking prophecies. In some cases, nothing will wake people up except the tribulation. We'll look at some scriptures in Matthew 24 here in just a second. One final clip from my father's show over the weekend, clip 6.
10 days before World War II was declared by Britain, Churchill returned to London, and the news that greeted him was of an impending agreement between Germany and the Soviet Union. They had an agreement, and the same thing's going to happen again. You can watch that. Already, Germany is working with Russia and not America. You need to examine that closely. They say they are, but it isn't true. I'm telling you, it is just not true. But there are signs galore, you see, or there were in World War II, all over the place. and that war was coming. And the Parliament was where? They were on vacation when World War II started. So we need to heed this warning today and not be like we were in World War II, because this is the most dangerous Holocaust ever to hit this earth.
There are signs everywhere, as he says, signs galore. They were there before World War II, and we're seeing them all over the place today, right now. Richard, when talking about the Brothers of Italy and their connections to Mussolini, he's obviously spending a fair bit of time in his trumpet brief on Mussolini. And then he says this toward the end, Hitler went on to become the leader of the Sixth Resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire. But in many ways, Mussolini scouted out his path to power. Could we see a similar dynamic where Italy paves the way for the rise of the Seventh Resurrection? Yes, we're going to have to keep our eyes on Germany now. You look at what's happened in other nations. Nations like Hungary and Austria and then now Italy. Wait for the strong man to show up in Germany. And then everything's about to come crashing down, prophetically speaking. Revelation 17 lays it all out there. Could what's happening in Italy just pave the way for the strong man to come out of the heart, the beating heart of Europe? And as Herbert Armstrong said so many times, that heart is in Germany. We know that from history. We know it from prophecy. Look at Matthew 24. As I say, there's plenty in the Bible. We read through quite a lot of it on the Feast of Trumpets. So much in the Bible about the soon coming return of Jesus Christ to this earth. And that's why so many of these other prophecies are so significant. And that's why they should really fire us up with excitement and enthusiasm to finish God's work. Because they happen just before the return of God's Son to this earth to establish the kingdom of God. The churches of this world, they know virtually nothing about this pivotal event, this focal point in the purpose and plan of God. Even though it's just all over the pages of the Bible, described in vivid detail, page after page. The Bible's literally filled with pages describing in graphic detail the events leading up to and after, during and after the spectacular return of Jesus Christ to this earth. Notice Matthew 24. Verse 21, it says, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved alive. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." For the sake of God's family, for God's people, God's going to intervene to cut these days short, so that we don't just absolutely obliterate ourselves. We come very close to that point. By the way, you read the first few verses of this chapter, Matthew 24, it's the disciples asking Christ about, you know, what happens before, just before his return to this earth. So these are prophecies for the last days, obviously, just like 2 Thessalonians 2, as I said. They're obviously for our time today. So much of Bible prophecy, some 90% of it, is for the very last days. We're seeing so many of the prophecies being fulfilled. And that ought to electrify God's people. It ought to move you to action. Because what's next? What's after the Holy Roman Empire, the seventh and final resurrection of it? Well, my father said in that last soundbite we played for you, Russia factors into this, certainly China does as well, and of course our nations, the United States and Britain in prophecy, and all the Commonwealth nations of Britain, they factor in too. We're going to be on the receiving end of a massive attack coming from the seventh and final resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire. Jesus admonished us in Matthew 6 to pray, "Thy kingdom come." We don't want to just go through the motions when we get to that section of our prayer. We want to spend some time We want to devote 5-10 minutes to that subject, thinking about, meditating on God's kingdom and everything that's going to be different and better once his kingdom is established. Other verses talk about praying for the day that Christ returned, that God would hasten it along, speed it up, get us to the return of Christ. That's the solution. And yet, as I say, the world knows virtually nothing about this sure word of prophecy. They don't even talk about it. You would think with all of these events happening, with so many people, even here in the United States, just disturbed by what's happening in the nation, you would think more Christians would be speaking out and saying the only solution is the return of Jesus Christ. But no, they put their faith, their hope in man, in some politician, in some political party. They see all the wreckage, all the desolation, all the abomination of desolation in so many ways. And yet they still put their hope, their faith in some human organization. Certainly not God. And when they do read over verses about the second coming of Christ, they just kind of spiritualize it away and say that, well, that really just kind of happens in our hearts. No, it's a literal kingdom. That's why God calls it that. I mean, when he refers to the government of God, the kingdom of God, the family of God, God's speaking literally. We can understand this in the physical sense. We know what a kingdom is. We know what a king is. We know who his subjects are. We know the boundaries of his territory or nation or kingdom. We know that there's certain laws that he administers. Why can't we understand it in the spiritual realm? That when God says, I'm going to send my son back to this earth to establish, to set up the kingdom of God on earth, we just want to spiritualize that away and say, well, it doesn't really happen. Not like the Bible describes it. It's just something that happens in our hearts. Really? Read Acts 3, verses 19 through 21. Read Acts 1, verses 6 through 11. The two angels there that told the disciples as Jesus ascended into the clouds, they said to the disciples, look, what are you so surprised by? He's coming back in the same way that he went up. He's coming from the clouds to this earth. Zechariah 14 says he's going to set foot on the Mount of Olives. That's in Jerusalem. You can't spiritualize all this away unless you're weak and faithless, like so many Christians in the world are. They don't believe. They have dead faith. They're not really doers of the Word of God. Mr. Armstrong told the story of him sitting at a table with all of these newsmen, these journalists from back in the 1930s or 40s, as they talked about what would be the most spectacular newspaper headline. One of them said, New York City blown off the map. And then another one spoke up and said, World War III just started. So I guess it was after World War II when he had this exchange. But he said they all broke out in laughter when someone said, no, wait a second, I've got a headline that would be more shocking than all of those. Jesus Christ returns to this earth this morning. And they all erupted in laughter. It was a big joke. The return of Christ. That's what it is for so many people. It's just a big joke. They don't believe it. Well, it's time for you to blow the dust off your Bible and to believe what the Bible says in hundreds and hundreds of prophecies. So much detail. Verse 27 speaks of lightning, heavenly signs. Verse 29, the great tribulation. And then verse 30. Of Matthew 24, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That's the second coming of Jesus Christ. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. If you'd like to email the show, send us a note, td@thetrumpet.com. We thank you for joining us on today's show, and we'll see you tomorrow.